Tom Ceraturi, head coach of the Beavers, with us tonight. Tommy, you had to be super pleased getting out to a 2-0 start tonight.
Yeah, it was. It was nice. And we knew that was offside, too, so we knew that was going to be a shot in the arm as well. And but, again, they just, they battled back, and they got a good hockey team. And but it was, at the end of the day, it was a good game. It was a good hockey game for the fans, and it was fun. It's always fun to coach these games. I think 8 of the last 18 have went into overtime.
Yeah. 10 of the last 15, or not including tonight, have been tie or one goal games.
Yeah.
10 of the 15.
Yeah, no, they've been battles. We have battles with these guys.
Well, obviously the second period, they controlled play, a tough time getting it out of your zone, but I thought you did a good job in the third period of slowing things down and making it a lot more difficult for them to get into the scoring zones.
Yeah, you're right, Biss. The second period was tough on us. It was. It was tough on us. But, again, we hung in there. We weathered the storm, and it was a tie game going into the third. And you can't ask for anything more than that. So win the period, you win the game. And that's kind of our philosophy.
How big of a momentum swing was it on the bench to have that goal called off with too many men?
Well, I think it's a momentum. We knew it, though. I mean, we all knew. I mean, I'm mad that they didn't call up too many men. I mean, they just – it was obvious too many men for about 4 or 5 seconds, guys. So, I mean, I'd rather been on the power play. Like, I knew it was going to get – we all knew it was going to get, whistled down. But we were just hoping that we would have got a power play. It sucks that happens sometimes,
Well, we were talking about, whether we were going to have a shootout or not. And
same thing. I don't even know the rules,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, we didn't either.
No, and I don't even – and I don't know – Brad, I asked – I don't even know the rules.
I think you get to pick, apparently. We got a few Scanny.
Scanny says you get to pick if you're the home team.
Yeah. There you go, then.
And Eddie Olczyk chimed in that they were playing overtime and then it had a shootout in Harvard today.
I had thought that when they standardized overtime and went directly to 3-on-3, that they said you can use shootouts in conference games or in in-season tournaments. But I thought that was the end of it.
I don't know. Whatever. Who cares? It's fun. Fans love it. Fans love it. Players love it. Like I told our guys, who cares? You know what? Like, who cares? That's losing a shootout like this, put a smile on your face. It's a tie, and that's how you look at it. You can't – don't look at that as a loss.
How big of a five-minute PK was that for your guys?
Boy.
Especially with the guy sitting in the box that
was. We did a pretty darn good job, and then obviously with the last minute, I think Gaber for sure put one off the post, and one other guy kind of nicked the outside. But at the end of the day, we actually did a pretty good job on that. We had good rotation. I thought our sticks were good. We're trying to get better up ice on the long drop, and Northern does it. These guys do it. And the bottom line is it's hard because the long drop is really hard to maintain timing, but we're doing a few different things on it, and I thought we were pretty good at it.
It's designed for them to carry into the zone with some speed, so how do you still slow that guy down?
You just got to – well, I mean, you're trying to push him. Our whole goal tonight with our K1 was trying to push him back and force their drop earlier. So, they know what kind of timing they want on their drop. We tried to get them out of their timing, so we wanted to force the drop earlier. If you force the drop earlier, it just obviously, again, it kind of – confuses them a little bit. Maybe they get a little disjointed, and that's what we're trying. We know that when that happens to us, it's hard. It just things break down a little bit.
Well, you only gave up that one power play though, Tom. You kept them kept out of the box, which is important against a team like that can really do some damage on the power play.
Right. No, I hear you.
See you tomorrow night, Tom.
All right, guys.
Tom Ceraturi, head coach of the Beavers, here in our Paul Bunting Communications post game show, a 3-3 tie with the Fighting Hawks.